Yeah, I'm ready. Thanks for giving me a ride home. Yeah, we pretty much finished everything. I have some left to do, but I'll do it when I get home. Kristen's getting super tired, so. I just. Can I talk to you? Can we go somewhere private? Okay, so I don't really know how to say this or ask, okay. Mr. J, if I ever, couldn't go home for some reason, would I maybe be able to stay here for a little while? It's just. Your house is like my second home. I'm here all the time anyway, and sometimes it feels more like home than anywhere else. I know it's small and there's not really room. I don't know how it would work, but it wouldn't be for that long. I mean, I'm a senior. I'll be going to college soon. I don't think I can go back home. Well, my mom kind of hates me right now. I don't know. Okay, promise if I tell you, you'll just keep it between us, okay? Okay. She thinks that me and her boyfriend have been doing stuff. We did. She's just blaming it all on me, and she said I asked for it, and he's been coming on to me whenever she's not home. And then the other day, she came home, and he was in my room, and she just sensed this, weird vibe. And then I heard them arguing, and then she hasn't talked to me in, 3 days. And Steve stopped all contact with me too, but that didn't last long. And last night he came into my room again. And he woke me up. Sorry, that's really hard to talk about. You're my best friend's dad. I'm sorry. It's just weird. He tried to do stuff again, and I don't know why I listened to him, but I did. And before that, we'd only ever fooled around a little, like kissing and stuff, and he would touch me, and I would touch him sometimes. But last night, he said if I was gonna be his good girl, then I would have to get on my knees, so I did. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I just really need to tell somebody. So he sat on the edge of my bed, and I got on the floor, and I did what he asked. And then he told me to get on my back on the floor, and then he kind of got on me, kind of on my chest, and he kind of finished on me. And he was saying, I'm his good girl, and his his little cocksucker. And then he just came on me, and that's when the lights turned on. And my mom was standing there, and she started screaming, and I just left, and I grabbed my clothes, and I hid outside until the bus came, and then I went to school, and then I came here, and I really don't want to go home. I don't know what to do. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Yeah, you can rub my back like that. Thanks. It feels really nice. Actually, do you think you could just hold me? Oh, really? Thank you so much. It'll only be a couple of days. I can figure out something else. I finally feel calm for the first time in like a week, and it feels so good to have gotten that off my chest. Can we just sit like this for a minute? Well, it's just I also kind of feel bad. I can't help but feel like it kind of is my fault. Like I just feel guilty. Like I didn't stop him in the beginning when it was just touching and I don't know. Maybe I liked it or something. Maybe I wanted him to do it. No, I know. I'm sure he knew what he was doing. I just wish I didn't let it go so far. But this is nice. You holding me like this. Kristen is lucky to have such a good dad. Anyway, I don't even know how it got that far. Like, I don't know where we started to cross the line. It was just like flirtatious at first, like innocent, I guess. One day we were watching a movie on the couch and we just kind of sat close to each other and like, I don't know, he's kind of cute, but like they've been dating for a while and he's like basically my stepdad. And so I was like, I guess it's okay if we just cuddle a little, right? Like people do that, and he didn't mind, and he was just kind of holding me while we sat there. That's okay, right? I mean, we're doing it, and I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? Just letting you hold me like this? I'm not trying to be bad, it's just nice. And then he started to rub my shoulders, and it felt great. And we just got really comfortable with each other, and I was really enjoying the massage. And then he said he could get a better angle if I sat on his lap, so I did. And I just never really had a real dad growing up, and I know I'm kind of old for it, but I just thought it would be nice. It doesn't mean anything, right? Look, it was just like this. Please. Hold me like this. I just need to know this is okay. I just need to know that I didn't do anything wrong and I wasn't asking for it. I just need to know that I'm good. Thanks. I'm so grateful I can trust you. This was all I really wanted, just to be held and cared for. You believe me, don't you? No, please, please just let me stay on a little longer. Just hold me like this. It's really helping. I need to tell you the rest. I just need to understand. So, he was rubbing my shoulders and I sat on his lap. And then he started to kind of like explore past my shoulders and like he touched my sides. And then we kept like brushing against the side of my boobs. And I thought maybe it was like an accident. And then I didn't want to be rude and like make him upset. So I just let it go on. And then I just can't stop thinking how part of me was hoping he would keep going. No. Deep down, I know I wanted him to. I wanted his hands all over me. So I just let it happen. And then he kept rubbing, and then he started rubbing my boobs through my shirt, and I wasn't wearing a bra, and I just let him. And I let him pull my shirt up, and I leaned back against his body while he did it. And then he started to rub my belly. And And then he went lower. But then he stopped, and he wouldn't go any further until I said so. He made me ask him. He said, "Do you want me to pull your panties down, baby girl?" And I said, "Yes." And he told me to say, "Please." He told me to say, "Please pull my panties down, Daddy." And I did. And he slid them around my ankles. And I leaned back against him on his lap, and he started to rub me down there. And he made me ask him to keep going. He made me say, "Please rub my pussy, Daddy." And then eventually I just wanted to come. So I said, "Anything you wanted," and he said I was a bad girl for teasing him like I did, for sitting on his lap in my skimpy little outfit. And he made me say it. He made me say I did it all on purpose, and I didn't know whether to believe it or not. And I could feel his hard on pressing into me. And he said little girls shouldn't tease their daddies like that unless they want something. And he said, "Do you want to come, baby?" And I said, "Please make me come, Daddy." He said, "Tell me you're bad. Tell me you're a whore." And I did. I told him, "I'm bad, Daddy. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. I'll do whatever you say." So he took out his cock and he said I had to touch it. And I did. I started rubbing it. Is that bad, Mr. J? Is it bad for little girls to touch their daddy's cocks? Can I touch your cock, Mr. J? Maybe then you can tell me if I was bad or not." I unzipped his pants like this, and he was really hard, like you are, and I wrapped my hands around his shaft like this, and I started squeezing it. "Is this bad?" And I just started stroking him up and down, slowly, like this, and he started moaning, just like you are. "So, am I a bad girl, Mr. J?" I stroked his cock just like this. And I kissed his neck. Just like this. And I stroked him. And he made me tell him things that weren't true, like how I like to give handjobs to the boys at school. And so I told him how in math class I was sitting next to a boy and I took out his dick under the desk and I jerked him off in the back of the class. Just like this, Daddy. I jerked him off just like this. And I wanted to come so bad. And I told him anything he wanted and I sat on his lap while he kept rubbing my pussy. And he whispered into my ear and he said all these things while I jerked him off. He said, "That's right, jerk me off like a good little girl. Jerk it, you little bitch." And I started to stroke him faster, to jerk him off, to rub his cock like this. "Is this bad? Do you think I'm bad?" And I licked his neck. And I pumped his cock like he told me to. And he said, "Fuck it, little girl. Fuck it with your hand. That's a good little fucking whore. Am I, Mr. J? Am I a good little fucking whore for you? Is this what you want? You want me to be your little bitch just like I was for him? You like making me do what you want? Make me touch your cock like this? Are you gonna come?
Maybe then I'll know if I'm bad. Maybe then you'll know what a slut I really am. What a slut my daddy made me. Why I can't go home anymore and I have to stay with you and jerk you off whenever you want. Yeah. Is this what you like? Making me dirty just like he did? You like this? Taking advantage of me? Making me a whore for you while I jerk you off? It's okay, Mr. J. I know you can't help it. I could feel your heart on as soon as I started talking. As soon as I sat on your lap and told you about how my daddy took advantage of me. And you liked hearing that, didn't you? You wanted to do those things to me. To make me yours. But you're not like him, are you? You'll take care of me, won't you? And I won't have to share you with Mommy. You want to come for me and make me dirty? Make me your dirty girl? Mr. J. If I can make you come, will you be my daddy? Will you come on my face like he did? Call me a whore and come all over my face? Then will you be my daddy? Mr. J. Please. Will you take care of me and be my daddy? I'll be good to you. Can I be good to you? I'll suck your cock, daddy. Yeah? Can I suck it for you? I didn't tell you the whole truth before, Mr. J. He made me do it a lot. In the car, and one time after my mom left for work, he let me suck his cock under the kitchen table. And he made me suck it until I loved it. Until I would beg him. Yes, Daddy. I'll show you. I'll show you how I suck my daddy's cock. How I can beg for it. I'll beg for you if you'll be my daddy. Can I please be your little cocksucker? Can I please suck your cock, Daddy? Please. Will you make me dirty just like he did? Make me your little girl. Make me suck you off until you come in my dirty little mouth. Are you gonna come in my little girl mouth? You can. You can come in my mouth. Is this what you like? Little girls sucking you off? Yes, Daddy. I'm your whore. Yeah. I'm your cocksucker. Yeah, come in my throat, Daddy. I'll choke on it like a good girl. Please, Daddy. Come in my mouth. You taste good. Thank you, Daddy.